Hey guys, Nick Drossos.
Dr. Andrew Steinberg.
And welcome to another episode of...
Have the Balls to Talk About It.
So we did a video on TRT in our podcast about 8-9 months ago, and it just kind of went viral and picked up so many numbers, and we got so many questions about the myths.
Misconceptions, misbeliefs, and you know, things that people hear from their doctors or their grandmother or everybody. And so we wanted to go through them and try to dispel some of those myths, and try to show not everything that you hear the bad is true.
Yeah.
Especially with testosterone, because there's a lot.
So we have 10 top myths, Andrew. So I'll let you. Yeah.
So again, some of these are still being studied and evaluated, but you can just see the pendulum swinging. Problem is, many people don't know where the truth is at yet. So I would say that for me, the top one, at least in the medical community, is that TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, causes prostate cancer. Let me rewind. You know, I'm not talking about anabolic steroid use or whatever. We're talking about medical use of testosterone replacement for men who are low. You know, I don't advocate anything but that. You know, I'm not there to take a normal guy and make him Superman. We're dealing with men who have medical issues of low testosterone and need to have testosterone therapy, as if someone was low in thyroid and needed Synthroid, or someone who had diabetes needed insulin. So we're talking about medical use of testosterone. I need to put that disclaimer out there. Because when I talk about these things on Twitter, you get all these guys saying, well, you're pushing drugs and steroids and whatever. Like, that's not at all what I do. So number one myth is testosterone causes prostate cancer. Now, this was actually a myth, probably the oldest of all myths, from a Nobel Prize winner, Dr. Higgins, who discovered that when men with prostate cancer spread throughout their body, when you remove their testicles, which is removing their testosterone, that the cancer regressed. So they made that reverse kind of assumption that, well, that testosterone is bad for and causes prostate cancer. So that myth has stayed decades and decades and decades.
So when was that myth created, Andrew? Like that?
Oh, I'm not sure offhand, but I think it was in the 40s or in that.
And people still go with that.
People still go with that.
I mean, yeah.
So anyways, I think most of this change in the speculum has been spearheaded by Dr. A. Morgenthaler, who's a testosterone specialist, Harvard urologist. And now we're trying to see that there doesn't seem to be any link, and causative link, between testosterone and prostate cancer. And to prove that, there's one, studies done with testosterone shows no increased incidence of prostate cancer. Two, there's now a couple of studies going on where men who have a small amount of prostate cancer, who aren't being treated, they're just being followed, and they have low testosterone, who are given testosterone, do not progress more rapidly than those who don't take. So, I mean, that, you know, how you have prostate cancer documented and you're given testosterone and it doesn't take off. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's pretty much...
And there's a couple of studies with men who've been treated for prostate cancer and then treated with testosterone, and they don't have a higher failure rate or recurrence rate. So definitely some great studies from that. There's even some interesting studies with men who have metastatic prostate cancer out of control, that they give these pulses of high dose of testosterone.
Okay.
They give them really high doses and they drop it and up and that, and it seems to also help them in terms of stabilizing the disease. So a lot of interesting stuff, but the fact is, and even in the American Urology Association guideline for a couple of years ago, it says there is no evidence that testosterone causes prostate cancer. TRT is only for older men, so I'm going to go with this. I have so many patients that come to me saying, I know my testosterone is low, here's the blood test, but my doctor said I'm too old. My doctor said I'm too young. My doctor said I'm too skinny. My doctor said I'm, you know, any excuse in the world to not treat people, has been used. So testosterone.
Sorry, why is that? Again, is it a myth? Lack of education?
Yeah, yes.
But they haven't done the research.
All this stuff that I'm telling you, most people don't understand and don't know the outcomes. Yeah. Don't know the real truth. So testosterone, there's been some testosterone studies in you know, pretty much every population, every age group. To me, it's like saying, well, you're 22 years old and you have diabetes, you're too young, we're not going to treat it.
That makes sense.
You either have low testosterone or you don't. Yeah. And if you have low testosterone, you treat it. Mm. Because testosterone is a vital hormone that affects our muscles, our bones, our thinking, our sexual development, our sexual performance, our sense of well-being, our mood, depression, you know, and the list goes on. So I don't think there's an age limit on either end. Mm. I have guys in their 20s who are on testosterone replacement therapy and have guys in their 80s mm. who come to me and say, you know what, I know my doctor said I'm getting old, whatever, but something's not right. I'm not feeling like I was 3 or 4 years ago. And it's out of whack with how I should be aging. Mm. And that's a whole other topic. What is aging?
Yeah, I would, because I'm wondering, does your testosterone level gradually decline
it
with
does.
Age?
It does, for sure. But does that mean that it's normal? That happens. But does that make it a good thing?
Yeah.
So even if it is a normal part of aging, is it a good part of aging? And if it's not a good part of aging, can we reverse that?
Okay.
And or slow that down by giving testosterone. If your levels are going like this and we keep your levels like that, well, what are the health and what are the risks and benefits of that? Yeah. And there are, and you know, it has been studied. So, you know, I don't think we should limit it to age, but like all diseases, it should be limited to who seems to biologically need it. TRT causes heart attacks, cardiac disease, whatever. I mean, we this one we've talked a lot about. I think there are 2 or 3 poor studies which show that it does. And there are way more studies that says that it's actually potentially good for the heart.
So I heard that by a doctor when I told him, you know, oh, when I get older, if ever I need it, I'll take it. And that's exactly what he told me. Like, you know, you know, you're going to take TRT and watch you get a heart attack or a stroke. And and I was like, based on our show and based on what I've learned through you, I'm not too sure about that.
There's overwhelming, well, if you compare the data for it and against it, there's definitely way more and stronger data to suggest that testosterone replacement therapy does not cause or worsen heart disease. A couple of offshoots of that, we know that people who are low in testosterone have higher risk of heart disease, so why would replacing it make that even higher? And we know that testosterone seems to have a positive benefit, impact, on some of the things which cause heart disease. The so-called metabolic syndrome, diabetes, obesity, cholesterol, so insulin resistance. So testosterone seems to have a beneficial effect on these. So again, why would it have a beneficial effect on the bad things, yet still cause, you know, heart disease and heart attack? Again, we're talking about people who are low, bringing them normal, not people who are normal, making them, because testosterone does grow muscles. Yeah. So if you have mega doses, you can get what we call hypertrophy or a thick and enlarged heart, which can be dangerous. Yeah. So we're talking about bringing somebody low to bringing somebody normal. They're actually, in a month from now, I'm going to the American Urology Association annual meeting where they're presenting the study for heart disease and testosterone.
Oh, wow.
It's coming out. This has been a study underway for 3, 4, 5, I don't know how many years, but this is going to probably put an end to that argument once and for all. Because this was a study done, randomized control studies, one group got testosterone, one group didn't, and just specifically to measure heart cardiovascular outcome. So we should have a lot more of that, and we'll probably do a show on that. I think
there's
going to be some super interesting data from that. Testosterone causes baldness. So TRT doesn't cause baldness. I mean, you know, you can accelerate baldness in someone who's predisposed to it. But to say that it causes baldness, I don't think it's an issue.
But you do
have some men who are predisposed to it in their genetics will have some accelerated hair loss for sure. I'm not denying that. Having said that, with the hundreds of patients that I have on testosterone replacement therapy, the number who have actually stopped it because they're so bothered by it has been negligible. I can't even remember one offhand. Most of them say, well, I can live with that. Or we treat some with the regular ways of treating hair loss, alopecia, minoxidil, Rogaine, you know, all these other treatments. So again, if you're predisposed to it, it can accelerate that. Mm. However, that can be slowed, and it's usually not a major issue.
Okay.
Testosterone is only for men with sexual dysfunction. I get this in some of the responses to my Twitter feeds that, you know, just it's a somehow a pleasure enhancing drug that we're pushing on people, or the pharma's pushing on people. I mean, that's nonsense. You know, people have their lives dramatically affected by it, not just sexually and low libido and erections, but, you know, osteoporosis, again, potentially heart disease. But their depression, I mean, you know, look, we've done a show with your cousin.
Changed his life.
Yeah.
He still swears by it.
And he was on antidepressant medications for decades.
Decades, yeah.
And
he's still off all the medications, still on the TRT, never looked better, never felt better.
Yeah.
And I questioned it when he started it, but after 2 years, he's still consistently on it. And
this is not sex-enhancing drug, or you know, this is way, way more beyond that. TRT is dangerous for women. Studies are coming out that women have testosterone. Yeah. In fact, if you actually look at their levels, it's higher than estrogen. It's lower than in males, but studies are coming out, and I'm not an expert in this, but the studies are coming out that TRT is for some women can really help with their mood and with their you know, sex drive and sexual pleasure, and with minimal negligible side effects up to date. So that's something really interesting, and it's going to be helping. And you know, I think we're undergoing more of a sexual revolution in women's health now, which men sort of started 20 years ago. And I think this is one of a great tool for healthcare providers to use in the population of women, for sure, in the appropriate person. Testosterone is a cure-all for aging. I mean, it's not the fountain of youth. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to make your 80-year-old guy who's sits on the couch all day. Yeah. And
you still have to work at it, like you said.
You still have to work
on
it. It's not going to improve anything. Diet, exercise, stress management, you know, not abundance of alcohol, proper sleep, all these things are obviously crucial. So this is not, you know, it's not going to replace everything. Yeah. But it's just one of the...
It's a boost. It's going to give you a boost.
Yes, it helps it all. And it is important because I had this sort of back and forth with somebody on Twitter again. I keep on going to Twitter. Because he said, you know, testosterone is worsening obesity, or obesity is worsening testosterone. So I said, well both.
Yeah.
But it's hard, you know, when you go to... Because, I've had some of these patients, these guys who are a little heavy... or obese, and they say, well, my doctor said your testosterone is low, but I'm not giving you testosterone, we're not considering until you take care of your weight problem. But if you're low in testosterone, it's hard to get rid of that weight
point.
It's one added factor. Yeah. Forget about it's difficult to diet, it's difficult to exercise, but
good point.
Plug all that into your average difficulties that you're low in testosterone, where your motivation is low, your energy levels are
low.
Plus
the mindset, like you said,
weak,
you're weak.
So you need both. You need to have healthy levels of testosterone, and of course you need to get off the sofa and put down the beer and chips. But it is hard to just you know, cure it and, you know, say, okay, I'm going to lose 80 pounds, and you know, when you're low in testosterone, especially. Testosterone is addictive. I think people worry that they're going to, if they start on it, they're going to have to be on it for life. Well, if you want the positive benefits of it, yes, you will have to be on it. But, you know, you can always stop it and you will return to where you were before. But, and again, I use the same thing. Well, if you have high blood pressure, if you stop the medication, your blood pressure is going to go high again. Yeah. So that doesn't mean you're addicted to it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Your testosterone will, you may have a little bit of a low, but your levels will go back to where it was before.
It's also like a lifestyle decision when you decide? Like, do you see it often where people start and then stop? Or is it once you start, you see the benefits and you're like, you might as well?
I should look at my numbers one time, but I would say that 95% of people continue doing it. I mean, will they do it for 20 years? I'm not sure. But most of them feel well enough or improved enough that why would I stop?
Yeah.
You know? Testosterone can cause mood swings. I mean, testosterone often stabilizes and improves moods. Do you get the odd guy who, one, feel like he's got roid rage? Rarely. Yeah. Yes, I've seen some guys say I'm a little bit, you know, nothing extreme, but I have to do some guys say, my wife feels I'm a little bit more aggressive, but never seen it in a bad way. Yeah. And those, because testosterone gets converted to estrogen, some men say, well, I think my estrogen levels are too high. I feel like a woman. I feel weepy. I feel more emotional. I want to watch the Hallmark Channel love stories. So I don't know if that's, I don't know. I don't know if that's psychological what that is, but generally,
I'm pretty sure the psychological effect.
I think there's a placebo, you know, because you know most of them. You look at their estrogen levels; they're not through the roof, and so I don't know really where that comes from. But I think more we see way more benefits in mood than anything else, than anything bad. And testosterone causes infertility. So that's a two-part myth. It actually does cause infertility. Okay, testosterone will go to your brain. Your brain gets the message, hey, I got enough testosterone. It'll then stop producing the molecules LH and FSH, where the ones that go from the brain to testicles, to produce sperm. So those LH and FSH will drop to zero, and your testicles will drop, will stop producing testosterone and sperm. So yes, it does. However, we can reverse that, or we can prevent that by adding either Clomid, clomiphene citrate, or HCG, human chorionatotropin, which can either be given instead of testosterone or in addition, which keep the testicles alive and kicking. So I think if your healthcare provider who's giving you testosterone, and that's one of the first questions I ask, do you want any more children in the future? Will you want any more children?
So you ask that to
every single patient.
Okay.
And then if they say, no, I had a vasectomy, I said, fantastic. We're going with pure testosterone. It's the cheapest, the most effective, easiest way of giving it. If they say, well, you know what? I just got married. I don't want this year, but maybe next year probably we're going to want. I said, okay, well, we either need to start you on testosterone and then convert you onto something else, or put you on testosterone and HCG, for example, so we'll get the best of both, or just put you on pure HCG, which will stimulate the production of testosterone and sperm. So it's just a matter of dosing. So there you have it. Top 10 myths of TRT.
So guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode.
If you have any more myths that you want dispelled, comment below.
Yeah, leave us in the comment box, and remember to have the balls to
talk about it. Thank you.